Welcome back students. Today we are going to discuss about second module of classification of elements and periodicity in properties. Students, last module we discussed about classification of elements into different blocks, types and their properties. Today we are going to deal with periodicity in properties. So in this module, under this, what we are going to learn? Learning objectives are periodic trends in properties of elements, means trends in physical properties, how physical properties are going to vary in groups and periods. So now which physical properties we are going to learn are atomic size, first one, second one, ionization energy or ionization potential or ionization enthalpy. So here, though there exist some more physical properties, we are going to cover these two in this module. Okay, so what are other physical properties? Those are nothing but third one about electron gain enthalpy, and fourth one, electronegativity. Those will be covering in next module. So coming to, what do you mean by periodicity? As we discussed in previous module also, let me recollect. When elements are arranged in increasing order of atomic number, elements with similar properties reoccur at regular intervals of atomic numbers in the periodic table. So this repetition of properties is called periodicity, and such properties are called periodic properties. So here, if you check first group elements, so there exists a repetition after first element, third element, 11th element, 19th element, 37th element, 55th and 87th. That's why these all elements are grouped in one group, that is group 1. Okay, that is what periodicity. So now coming to atomic size, we are going to discuss about atomic size, how it varies in groups and periods. Now atomic size, in the sense, here we have different types of atomic size. Nothing but first one is about atomic radii, second one is about 1A is atomic radii, second one, that is 1B, is inert gas radius, which is also called van der Waals radius, third one is about ionic radii. So these three we are going to discuss under atomic size. Next one is, second one is about ionization energy or ionization potential or ionization enthalpy. These three are different names for same property, for same physical property. So coming to atomic size, actually what do you mean by atomic size? In simple way, atomic size is nothing but the distance between nucleus of atom to outermost shell. But practically there are difficulties to calculate atomic radius like this, but this can be done by using X-ray diffraction techniques. Okay, so here coming to, under atomic radii, there are two parts under atomic radii. Those are covalent radius and metallic radius, or which is also called crystal radius. What do you mean by covalent radius? This covalent radius is applicable when there exists a covalent bond between bonded atoms. Suppose if you take a chlorine molecule, if you calculate internuclear distance between two chlorine atoms in chlorine molecule, then suppose if it is a 198 picometer, then half of this distance, which is coming to be 99 picometers, is taken as the atomic radius of chlorine. The definition of covalent radius is nothing but half of the internuclear distance of the two atoms held together by a covalent bond is called covalent radius. Okay. Similarly, coming to second type of atomic radii, that is metallic radius or crystal radius. So in this case, if there exists metallic bond in that substance, then we define this radius. Suppose it is, let us take example of copper. The distance between two adjacent copper atoms is, let us take 256 picometers. Hence, the metallic radius of copper is taken as 128 picometers, means half of that. So when you come to definition part of it, which is half of the internuclear distance between the adjacent atoms of solid metallic crystals is called crystal lattice or metallic radius. Okay. So students, atomic radii refer to either it is covalent radius or metallic radius. Okay, which depends upon if there exists covalent bond, covalent radius. If there exists metallic bond, then metallic radius. Coming to second type of radius, that is inert gas radius, which is also called van der Waals radius. So this type of radius is applicable to inert gases or molecules which are in solid state only. So coming to the definition of this inert gas radius, again this is also half, but in this case how to define. So when two chlorine molecules are bound by covalent bonds, two chlorine molecules means in each chlorine molecule two chlorine atoms are there, then we can define the inert gas radius or van der Waals radius. It is half of the internuclear distance between two atoms of different molecules which are very close to each other in solid state due to van der Waals forces is called van der Waals radius. Means between two molecules this is defined. Suppose if you see example here, the distance between two adjacent chlorine atoms of different chlorine molecules is 360 picometers. Then what is van der Waals radius? It is half of that, that is 180 picometers. Okay. So out of these, the order of decreasing radius values, first comes to be inert gas radius or van der Waals radius. This value is higher compared to metallic radius, which is higher than covalent radius. So this is order of radii. Next, when you come to ionic radii, how this can be defined? It is defined as the distance between the nucleus and the electron in the outermost shell of an ion. So the ionic radius of cation is less than that of neutral atom. Why it is less? Suppose if you take sodium and Na plus, sodium and sodium plus. So among the cations, as the positive charge increases, the ionic radius decreases. Why it happens? Let us understand here. In case of sodium, there exist 11 protons and 11 electrons. Number is equal because that is neutral. 11 protons are there in the nucleus portion, whereas 11 electrons are present in the extra nucleus portion. So students, you should understand like this. If number is equal, there exists a tug of war between positive and negative species, protons and electrons, so that the atom is intact. But when you come to Na plus, in this case what happened? In this case, there exist protons 11, but electrons are 10. Because Na plus means one electron is lost. So when one electron is lost, there exist 11 protons and 10 electrons. So 11 people are one side and 10 people are another side. When those are going to pull the rope in which side that will go the side in which more number of people are there. Nothing but number of protons increases. As number of protons increases, nucleus attractive charge means attractive forces are going to increase on extra nucleus portion. That's why the size of cation, that is Na plus, is going to decrease. This actually explained in terms of effective nuclear charge. For that effective nuclear charge, actually there exist calculations by using an expression, that is effective nuclear charge is equals to atomic number minus sigma. Okay, if you don't go all those new calculations like this, you can understand. If proton number is more than electron number, so nucleus power is going to increase, automatically size decreases. If electron number is more than protons, so size is going to increase. Okay, like this. So if you take chloride ion and chlorine atom, which is bigger in size? Chloride ion. In this chloride ion case, number of protons are 17, whereas number of electrons are 18. Electron number is more, so size automatically increases. So the generalization here is, as positive charge increases, size decreases. As negative charge increases, size increases. So with the positive charge, inversely proportional. With negative charge, directly proportional. So if there exist three species of same element, nothing but anion, atom, cation, so how to arrange in the decreasing order of the radii? So out of those three, anion will have bigger in size, followed by neutral atom of that species, followed by cation. So that is decreasing order of radius. Okay, next let us take here sodium. Between two sodium atoms, the internuclear distance is coming to be 186 picometers. This is half of internuclear distance. Then what will be the actual distance? So when metallic radius is given, then you can calculate the internuclear distance, because in metallic radius is half of internuclear distance. So if metallic radius is given, to get the internuclear distance, you can multiply that value. So as effective nuclear charge increases in period, atomic size decreases. Okay, overall atomic radius, how it varies in groups and periods. In groups, atomic size increases. Why it increases? A new shell is added. From lithium to sodium, one shell is increased. From sodium to potassium, another shell is going to increase. Like that here, as number of shells increases, size of atom is going to increase. Whereas when you go to period, in period what happens? Effective nuclear charge is going to increase. Nucleus power is going to increase. As nucleus power is going to increase, it pulls the valence shell or outermost shell more towards itself. Due to that, what happens? Size is going to decrease in period. So nucleus power is going to increase. Okay, next, if you check in this slide number 10, atomic and ionic radii of different elements are mentioned. So from this table, it is clear that cation size is smaller than neutral atom, whereas anion size is bigger than neutral atom. Suppose I will take one example here. Suppose if you take sulfur atom, atomic size is 104, whereas s minus 2 means 2 units negative charge over sulfur. What is the atomic, means ionic radius in this case? In this case it is 184 picometers. What happened here? Size is increased. As anion charge increases, size increases. Whereas positive charge increases, size decreases. Next one topic here we have to discuss, that is about isoelectronic species. So you know, in atomic structure also you might be heard about this iso, like isotopes, isobars, isotones, like that. So what do you mean by iso? Iso means similar, same. Isoelectronic species means species with same number of electrons. Those are called isoelectronic species. So here, if you see in this question on slide number 11, here there are some species with electrons, 10 electrons. These are isoelectronic species with 10 electrons. So in this question it is asked, arrange them in the decreasing order of their size. So as we discussed above, as positive charge increases, size is going to decrease. As negative charge increases, size is going to increase. Accordingly here, though in all these cases there exist 10 electrons, but based on charge we can arrange like this: carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium and silicon. Okay, so if you take sodium neutral atom size, it is 186 picometers, whereas Na plus it is coming 99 picometers, whereas chlorine neutral atom size, if you take 99 picometers, whereas chloride ion Cl minus it is 181 picometers. So here the conclusion is that cation is smaller than neutral atom, whereas anion is bigger than neutral atom. Okay, next coming to second physical property, which is going to vary in groups and periods, we have to discuss. That is about ionization energy or ionization potential or ionization enthalpy. How to define this one? So the ionization energy is nothing but the minimum amount of energy required to remove the most loosely bound electron from an isolated neutral gaseous atom is known as ionization energy. So here, what do you mean by isolated? Isolated means the atom without bond, single one. Okay, such type of atoms are called isolated atoms. So in this case, if you see equation, this can be represented like this: M gas plus ionization 1 gives rise to M plus gaseous state plus 1 electron. Here energy is required to remove electron, that's why this process, ionization enthalpy process, is endothermic process. Okay, so this is nothing but one form of energy. So this is measured in the form of energy units. Okay, so now let us go for second ionization enthalpy. What is second ionization enthalpy? First ionization enthalpy is energy required to remove electron from neutral atom, whereas second ionization enthalpy is nothing but energy required to remove electron from unipositive ion. So it is found that second ionization enthalpy is greater than first ionization enthalpy. Why? Again, you should check number of protons and electrons. So in neutral atom both are equal, whereas in unipositive ion, if you are going to remove electron from unipositive ion, in that case proton number is more than electron number. So due to that, what happens, nucleus attraction is more on valence electrons to remove those electrons, more amount of energy is required. That is what second ionization energy is more than first ionization energy. Okay, next, similarly, if you check why second ionization energy shows sudden jump for alkali metals, whereas third ionization energy for alkaline earth metals, no, why? because it depends upon their electronic configuration. Okay, after losing one electron, alkali metals get a stable electronic configuration of neon, whereas after losing two electrons, alkaline earth metals gets a stable electronic configuration. That's why for alkali metals Ie2 is greater, whereas for alkaline earth metals Ie3 is having higher value. So this ionization energy, how it varies in groups, it is going to decreases. Why it is going to decrease? As atomic size increases in groups, nucleus attraction over last electron is less, so you can easily remove that electron. In the sense, less amount of energy is required to remove that electron. Isliye in groups ionization energy is going to decreases. Automatically one property is going to decrease in group means it increases in period. So the reason also you should know, it is going to increase in period. The reason is, as atomic size decreases, nucleus attraction is more on last electron. To remove electron from that last shell, more amount of energy is required. Okay students, here there are some factors which affect the ionization enthalpy. So based on these factors, the magnitude of ionization enthalpy may increase or decrease. Those are, suppose if you take atomic size, one of the factors, second one is effective nuclear charge, third one is screening effect, fourth one is penetration power of subshells, fifth one is stability of half filled and full filled orbitals. These are the factors which affect the ionization enthalpy. So coming to first factor, that is about atomic size. How atomic size is going to affect the ionization enthalpy? So as we discussed just now, atomic size increases in groups. As atomic size increases in groups, ionization enthalpy is going to decrease. Similarly, ionization enthalpy is going to increase in periods because atomic size is going to decrease. So with atomic size, how ionization enthalpy is related? Inversely proportional. If one thing is increasing, automatically the other thing is going to decrease. That is known as inversely proportional. Next, coming to effective nuclear charge. So as nuclear charge increases, what happens? Ionization potential also going to increase. In the sense, nucleus attraction is more on valence electron. That electron can be easily removed. Okay, next, coming to third one, screening effect or shielding effect. So here the electrons which are present between nucleus and valence shell are called core electrons. Okay, so those are acting as screens between nucleus and valence electrons. If the number of core electrons are more, what happens? Nucleus attraction is less over last electrons, so those can be easily removed. In the sense, how screening effect and ionization potential are related, these are inversely proportional again. Okay, higher is the screening effect on the outermost electrons, causes less attraction from the nucleus and can be easily removed, which is leading to the lower value of ionization potential. Next, coming to fourth property which is going to affect the ionization potential, that is known as penetration power of subshells. Suppose if you take different orbitals, s, p, d and f orbitals or subshells, so out of these, s orbital is closer to nucleus. If you take these four subshells on a particular shell, then s orbital is close to nucleus. So out of different subshells, if you want to remove electron from s subshell, you need to use more energy, means more energy is required. In the sense, as penetration power increases, what happens? Ionization potential also going to increase. So it is directly proportional. So overall here, what we discussed, five properties. Out of those five properties, first one is atomic size is inversely proportional, effective nuclear charge is directly proportional, screening effect is inversely proportional, next penetration power is directly proportional, and last one is about stability of half filled and full filled orbitals. So if there exist half filled or full filled orbitals, those are stable. So to remove electron from those stable species, more amount of energy is required. So if there exist atoms with half filled and full filled orbitals, in that case more amount of energy is required to remove electron. Okay, so overall what we discussed in this module are two properties, two physical properties, how those are going to vary, and various factors which affect those physical properties. Those are, first one is about atomic size. Atomic size is red and three headings. Those are atomic radii, inert gas radius, ionic radius. Atomic radii is nothing but which is referred to both covalent or metallic radius, whereas next coming to ionic radius. Okay, then we discussed about how atomic and ionic radii varies in groups and periods. Okay, next about isoelectronic species, species with the same number of electrons. Next, how size can be linked with charge. As positive charge increases, size decreases. As negative charge increases, size increases. Okay, with positive charge inversely proportional, whereas with negative charge directly proportional. Next, what we discussed about definition of ionization enthalpy. Next, different types of ionization enthalpies. Those are also called successive ionization enthalpies. Those are first ionization enthalpy, second ionization enthalpy, third ionization enthalpy, like that. So next, then some questions we discuss, those are why second ionization enthalpy is more than first ionization enthalpy. Okay, next we discussed about how this ionization enthalpy varies in groups and periods and reasons behind that. Next, some factors which affect the ionization enthalpy we discussed. Those are atomic size, effective nuclear charge, screening effect, penetration power of subshells, stability of half filled and full filled. Out of these five factors, few are directly proportional, few are inversely proportional. So inversely proportional properties are atomic size and screening effect. Atomic size and screening effect. More the screening effect, then the amount of ionization potential is less. Screening effect is more, ionization potential is less. This screening effect is nothing but, so nowadays you can observe that if people are speaking with mask and without mask, you can differentiate how clearly you can hear about their words. Okay, so here mask is acting as a screen between the opposite person and you. Similarly, here the core electrons act as screens. So because of those core electrons, nucleus attraction over last electrons may reduce. So in that case, we can easily remove the electron. That's why as screening effect increases, ionization potential is going to decrease. So overall, these two we discussed, and remaining physical properties. Which are remaining physical properties? Electron gain enthalpy, electronegativity, and some more remaining we are going to discuss in module 3. Okay, students, till that, have a nice day. Thank you.